Broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory, and this is I Come From The Mountain, the show that doesn't happen on a physical mountain, but it does happen in the mountains of your mind. And this episode is brought to you simultaneously by surprise fillings at the dentist, but also unexpected hiccups right before you get on air, which makes you have to pause to hold your breath for a minute so that you don't hiccup straight into the microphone.
Yeah, the normality of body horror.
Right, yeah, there. Like dentistry, cruel dentistry, and unexpected and uncontrollable bodily functions, you know? Yeah.
Surprise, body.
Does anyone even really know what hiccups are meant to do? What, like, there's a lot of theories, but but I don't think it's been concluded what a hiccup actually, why it's caused and why it's good for us.
It's a mistake.
Sorry, the music's about to like really kick in, so maybe we just go straight into it and we can discuss our hiccup theories later. This is Departing the Body by Deftones.
We'll be right back. Look, I'm concerned as a matter of fact. Contact, contact, all the shattered impact. Shake three. Desire and crisis, no longing for truth. Yeah, the long, hard road from here to the truth. Shake six. Look, face contort, face the music, the crash. There's a war on stage, stop it glowing to ash. Shake nine. Outside the state, somebody's begging for moves. It's the long, hard road from here to the truth. Shake two. Contact, contact, all the shattered. I should feel free.
their friends, allies, and advocates. Between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CC, and FC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown east side. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution that saves lives. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Callicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act for the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to druguserliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca, dulf.ca.
And welcome back to the speaking portion of this here show that we have come to know and love and revere as I Come From the Mountain. And for those wondering, I have lost my hiccups, thankfully, so I can speak properly. Maybe. Actually, the hiccups might have little to do with that. But hey, thanks for having us here. You know, all the bodily stuff that happens on air into the microphones, like the coughing, burping, hiccuping, the sighs. Yeah, think about that for a second.
It was just the insertion of burping that just kind of made it go into the world of nasty. But yeah.
People burp.
We just don't.
They burp into this microphone.
Surely not.
People burp into this microphone.
I guess you got to do it.
No, you don't.
It's like, oh, it's live. The imperfections of live media. It might act to some, maybe it's kind of comforting because it's like, hey, this is not recorded and edited. This is just coming at you.
It's true. I mean, I always kind of start pondering like what this show is ever really about, you know, and maybe it's about life, you know, maybe it's about.
I wasn't expecting it to be that broad. I was like, dude, yeah, man, it's totally about life, man.
No, but it's like about like, it's, I don't know, like being human and having.
Yeah, taste. Human. To be human is to have a body.
And to have good or bad taste.
Yes.
Often.
Which I would say, like, you just have taste, and our taste can be bad or good to other people, but there is really no bad or good taste. There's just having it.
Wow, you're so diplomatic.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not going to say that I don't think some people have bad taste, but that's just, it's not for me,
right.
You know?
Yeah, who are you to decide what
exactly.
Good and bad taste
is? It's just having taste. The worst offense, actually, is having no opinion, not having taste. Being like, whatever, I'll listen to whatever.
That's true. Those are the most frustrating conversations.
Yes.
I feel like it's okay for people to not have an opinion about something like music, for example, but it's also kind of weird. Like, it's such a...
Sure, like, I'm not going to... drag them to court over it, like it's okay, but I don't.
Litigious all of a sudden.
I think you should have an opinion about media. It shouldn't just wash over you.
That is true. Maybe opinion about media is the one thing that will keep media ultimately human and
burping.
Yeah, keep the burping. Speaking of sounds made into this microphone, you heard a whole bunch of other sounds that came through an aux cord, and we played them for you, and in the hopes that you would like them, and perhaps your body did something. I don't know. I don't know where that. Never mind.
Take it back.
I take it back. Anyways, you listened to a song by Nourished by Time called "Automatic Love," off of their new album, "The Passionate Ones."
So good.
Yeah?
Yes.
You want to expand on that or just...
It's awesome. It's no, it's awesome. It's like not 9 to 5, I think, is the standalone track, and that was the single that was released a little while ago. Man, there's just too many good things coming out in August in general to be excited about, but this one I've been waiting for a while, and it really holds up.
Did it come through?
Yeah, I think it's one of his best so far. Might be better than erotic probiotic.
Also very bodily.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other thoughts? Or should I keep working?
Listen to the passionate ones. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Before that, you heard from Canadian disco indie rock icons Tops, a song called Annihilation off of their new album Bury the Key, which I actually didn't even know was like a thing that was going to happen, and suddenly it just ended up in my music feed and I'm like, oh, Tops is a band. But it's a good band, it's a good album. I actually really like the album prior to this one that just has like that, I think the vocalist's face, like it's just like a very clear photo of her face, which is very odd, but it's a good album, and I think this one's pretty good too. I haven't given it a solid listen, but it's so far I'm enjoying it. Before Tops, we heard from Water From Your Eyes playing classics off of It's a Beautiful Place. Do you have thoughts about this one? I feel like you do.
I'm going to sound so boring because it's just mirroring what I said before.
Are you just gonna be
this
like,
is the
this
month
is
of
awesome?
Great releases. Yeah, this awesome. Is the best Water From Your Eyes yet. I feel like it's both more sincere and more fun than they've sounded. The lyrics are phenomenal. If you get a closer look, they're really funny and they're really, it's just witty and fresh. So yeah, big fan.
I like their deadpan awesome. Delivery.
Yes.
Honestly, like, I think this is good, but I do think that maybe the best thing that Water From Your Eyes ever did was that
covers album.
Yeah, the covers album.
I knew you were going to say that.
The covers album's called, like, Songs by Somebody Else or something, mm-hmm. and it's, like, just them doing these very, like, kind of, like, low-energy monotone covers of, like, classic rock songs.
Yes.
Like, or not even, like, just hits. Like, they do, like, Eminem's famous song. What is that? The one with the spaghetti. Line.
I'm drawing, you know? Huge blanks. Everyone knows.
They do a really brilliant cover of Lose Yourself that to this day, anytime that I've played it for anybody, it has spiraled into a great conversation about that song and also about how, what is better, Eminem's like kind of tough guy, like I'm just a guy getting by delivery, or mm-hmm. Water From Your Eyes playing at like
low
like
energy,
the, like they're
rock.
Sitting on a couch eating Cheetos, you know? Anyways, check out all of Water From Your Eyes. They're a good band. They do cool stuff, I think. So, second on that list was Alex G, a song called Bounce Boy off of his new album Headlights. And we started off the set with probably the most one of the most popular bands I've played on the show so far, which is Deftones, a song called Departing the Body, which is the closing track off of their brand spanking new album Private Music. And I did not get to go to the show because who has that kind of money, which is like unfortunate because I think it would have been a great show, but I'm really jealous of anyone who got to go to the Deftones show live. I think that would have been awesome. Private Music is a really phenomenal album. Like it's cool that a band 10 albums in just released something that I would consider one of their strongest efforts, if not their best album. Which I'm sure a lot of like Deftone, like really Deftone, big Deftone fans out there probably just like curled up and evaporated by that, by saying that Around the Fur isn't the best album they ever wrote. But
well, I don't know. Nostalgia really shapes your listening experience, right?
It's so true.
People can have that opinion if you have a relationship to an album or a song in particular. But this is it's a really like pure distilled Deftones sounding album, if that makes sense.
I agree. Like, it's just, it's everything that has made them through the trajectory of their long career. It's like the culmination of everything that makes them just a very good band at the end of the day. Like, beyond the labels that people have prescribed to them over the years, like metal, alt metal, rap metal, like, I don't know, you know? I think they got, in a world that is obsessed with categorization, I think Deftones have always kind of eluded it. And they've done a very good job of maintaining that sort of genre mystique. Almost.
Yeah, while being like a big stadium band.
Totally.
Too,
while selling out Rogers Arena in like 20
huge.
Minutes, you know? Anyway, wow, a lot of talking. Yeah, let's get back to it. This is a song called At My Funeral by the punk band Spiritual Cramp.
Drop.
Hello and welcome back to the speaking portion of this here show. I come from the mountain, and you just heard a couple of songs that may be loosely related to bodies, perhaps, maybe not, you know. The interpretation's kind of up to you at the end of the day. You are the listener taking in all of this information, all of this data, putting it through the filter of your mind, and deciding in many ways what it is about, you know? I think songs leave people and they become somebody else's song in the way that it impacts them in their life. So now you know. Speaking of those songs that may have resonated with you in a very particular and precise way that me nor Tasha could ever fully grasp or understand, you heard a song by Mark William Lewis called Cold Paris Vogue, which is off of his 2022 EP, Pleasure Is Everything. Before that, we had Milkweed, a song called Milk-Fed Calf, off of their really beautiful and eerie release, Remskella. Before that, you heard from Vancouver fastcore power violence band Erosion, Infinite Horrors, off of their brand new split with Altered Dead. Keeping it heavy, we had Rue, a song called Corpse Fauna, off of their first and last recording, Sprig of Rue. Rue is done, unfortunately, now. They've recently announced that they are disbanding. So RIP to one of Vancouver's best screamo bands, in my opinion. Before that, you heard from the Victoria Power Violence Unit, Job Site, a song that I believe is actually like four songs recorded simultaneously and in a row. So those songs are Chop, Revigoletto, Fastcore, Factory, The Truth of Death, and Thanks, all as one song. And we started off that set with, I believe, California-born band Spiritual Cramp, a song called Rude, which will be out soon. No, sorry, an album called Rude, and the song is called At My Funeral, which is the first single they released from this upcoming record. And with that... we reached the end of our show today already. Wow. How fast time moves when you're having fun, right?
Yeah, it moves through us all.
Moves through us all. And so with the end of the show come the usual things that we must say to you to remind you of cool things that are happening. First cool thing that is happening is this Sunday we have our block party at Green Auto, and that is going to be very cool. We have six bands. There's going to be a raffle. There's readings from the Voice of the Street contributors that are part of Megaphone's like literary output. And the best part, perhaps, is that it is free by donation. So you can come in. We don't turn anyone away for lack of funds. However, you can donate, and the donations will go to support our wonderful friends over at Megaphone Magazine to keep doing the excellent work that they keep on doing in the downtown East Side, which, by God, should more community organizations exist with the capacity that they do. So let's try to keep them going, keep them alive, and at the same time, come have some fun, because at the end of the day, it's raising money, it's a fundraiser, sure, but it's actually also just a really sick show. It's a double stage event at Green Auto, and we're all going to be there having a really good time. Promise. And then that's kind of it, actually. We have other things in the works, but I think more on that.
We can't talk about it yet.
We got a huge
secret.
There's an embargo right now because we have Block Party to talk about. But after Block Party, so next week, we will talk about other things that are cool that you will want to know about. Great. With that, we finish today's show. Thanks so much for listening. I think I speak for both Tasha and I that this is really, it's really great to share this with you. I feel like it's a very emotional thing that we get to do with you every week, every Wednesday. So it's kind of like almost a little bit like passive therapy.
I'm just here for a good time, but I hope that it's meaningful to you.
All right, well, I guess that's that then. Okay, well, we leave you with one more song. This is the band No Joy, a song called Jelly Meadow Bright, which also features Fire Tools, and it is off of their brand spanking new album on hand-drawn Dracula, Bugland. Hope you enjoy it. This has been I Come From the Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM always. And as always...
bye for now, Radioland.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hello, this is Emily from Bad Buddy, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver's home of rock and roll.